Hi everyone, and welcome back on Let's Surf Podcast for today's episode, episode 6. My name is Helen Drin, and I'll be your host for today's episode. Today, I will be speaking about the Margaret River Pro that was cancelled last month and will be completed in Bali. I'll also be speaking about sharks a bit, and I'll be speaking about the protection of the environment. So, for people who don't know, the Margaret River Pro is a surfing event from the Pro Tour that was happening in the Western Australia region last month, and it got cancelled because of a nearby shark activity. And the WSL, so the World Surf League, just announced on Thursday, May 10th, that the event will resume, and so will take place, like, they will finish the event in Bali next month on June 13, hopefully, within 48 hours after the Corona Bali Pro at Keremas. So this is pretty exciting news. And the WSL CEO Sophie Goldsmith just said, "The cancellation of the Margaret River Pro was due to unique circumstances this season, and we look forward to returning to Western Australia in 2019. So yeah, it was pretty scary last month. There was two shark attacks within one day, right next to the spot where like there was a competition with the pros. The one guy got actually really bad injured, like the first guy got really bad injured and was sent to hospital, and like really, it was in bad shape. It was, his life was in danger, you know. The second one got really lucky and got out of the water without much, like almost nothing, you know. The emergencies came and look at him, but he got sent back home right after. So it got more scared than, you know, injured. So the second guy got really lucky. But yeah, I mean, it happens as with surfing and other sports like that when we depend on the nature, you know. Well, you never know, and these things happen. I mean, we're like having fun and surfing in the shark's home. I mean, it is, you know, it's our home, but we're also sharing it with other species. So yeah, it happens. And so it will be reported in Bali, so it will resume in a month. So I'm pretty excited to see this. I thought it would just like be canceled for the rest of the year. And in the men's event, there is 24 competitors remaining, and the competition will resume with round 3. And in the women's event, there is only 8 competitors remaining. Only the competition will resume with the quarterfinals. So pretty much done for the women. So yeah, some surfers have responded to this. So for example, Lakey Peterson, who is like, by the way, one of my favorite surfer. And Lakey Peterson is currently number 2 in the ranking right now, in the Pro Tour, in the ranking. And she got first at the pretty first event of the year. She finished first. It was a Quicksilver event on the Gold Coast of Australia in Queensland. And she just said, "It's fantastic that the WSL is finishing the event. We love Western Australia, and it's unfortunate what happened to the event this season." That said, Uluwatu, which is by the way the spot where the competition is going to resume in Bali, is an amazing wave, and the surfers are very appreciative of being able to finish the event and have a fairer crack at the WSL title. And another surfer who is Owen Wright, who is an Australian, because Lakey Peterson is from Santa Barbara, California. Owen Wright is from Australia. He has the cutest baby, by the way. You guys should look it up. Look him up on Instagram or social media. His baby is the cutest. He said, "I love Western Australia and I'm looking forward to coming back in 2019. But it's awesome that we're going to complete the event this season at Uluwatu." So he's currently number 4 in the world. So yeah, it's pretty exciting, and I'm excited to see this, and I think it's a good thing what the WSL is doing. And one surfer got interviewed about the subject, and this surfer is a French surfer who is Joanne Defay, and she's in the top 10 current ranking right now of the WSL. I think she's six. She's number 6 or 5, I think 6, but I'm not totally sure. But she's definitely in the top 10. And she got interviewed because she's from the Réunion Island. For people who don't know, the Réunion Island is an island of region of France. And it's in the Indian Ocean. So it's like east of Madagascar. So she's from there. And what's happening there is that there's been many shark attacks. Yeah, this is crazy. There's like, this is crazy. For example, a young guy, 13-year-old, his name is Elio Canestrian, he died surfing on his home spot. And I mean, this is really sad. Like, there is so many good waves there, but almost no one like really surf. And actually, Joanne Defay said, so like, a newspaper asked her how she trains, you know, when she's there. And she said, the problem with the Réunion Island is that you don't have the freedom of surfing really anymore. When she trains, she only like trains at specific hours, and she has to be like coaches or other people have to be around, you know, looking at it. And she says it's not surfing, you know, you don't surf like you go to the gym. That's what she said, and I totally agree. I mean, surfing is about freedom at first, but now she can't surf there anymore. And I mean, she can, but just not the same way, you know. And so yeah, there it's a big problem, and actually it's actually make something, it's like a net that like could protect once your spot, but I know some people were against it, so they cut the net, and it's so much money, and so the government, I mean the city, made it again, and it got cut again, so I think they stopped. And but yeah, I mean, that's only one spot around the island that they were trying to protect, and I think that's a good idea. You know, you cannot protect all these spots, because I mean, you know, that's the life. Sharks are there, it's their like you know, it's their home, but you can definitely keep one spot. But regarding that, I mean, sharks, why sharks being there more and more, it's also because of human activity and of how we're not taking care of the environment. Like, we're fishing too much maybe where they are, and so they have to come closer to the beach to get fish, you know. So there's many things like that, and so I think the protection of the environment is really important. So for example, regarding the environment, the protection of the environment, Joanne Defay said, I'm in the ocean since I'm little. Before even I was on a surfboard at 6. And now I think the Réunion Island oceans is not getting better. The water is getting, you know, like you cannot see through, and it's going bad. And she said there is too much people in the lagoons, and so it's really bad for the reefs, you know. And she said also, because I mean, I've seen some clear water in some places, but I don't think as clear as she did. And she said that some places like Fiji are the water like the clearest she's seen, but after she said it's totally not the same way of life. And she said, yeah, where the Margaret Pro, like what's happening, it's really beautiful, and there is no pollution there too. I agree what she said. Like, she got asked if surfers are important in the way we can share the message of telling people to protect the environment. And I totally agree. I mean, that's true. Surfers, we try to travel all around the world. We take a lot of planes. We drive a lot because we want to go to the best surf spots and try to get the best waves. So on this part, we don't have anything to say about being like good for the environment, you know, good ecologists. But after, we can share the word, like, you know, there's so much people during summer, for example, and they destroy the beach in the way they let so many trashes everywhere on the beach. And I think just even, you know, even if you like don't go in the ocean, you know, you should feel concerned. So like when you go to the beach, don't put your trash on the ground, or like even if you see one, you know what, you can just pick it up and put it in the trash. It's not because it's not yours, you know. And after, if you really want to be into it, you can, there's some days where like association just going to the beach with many people and they clean up the beach. I think this is really important. And for example, in Hawaii is a state just like announced that they were gonna like force people to only have like sunscreen good for the environment are gonna be allowed. Only like good sunscreen for the environment are gonna be able to be sold in Hawaii. So only like sunscreen that are like that don't have like bad products for the nature, you know. So I think it's a good step. And I just saw yesterday they just like created like a machine, a little car, I don't know really how to explain, but it's like a little thing like that will clean the beach and like get the trash, you know, or like by itself. So I think it's pretty cool. But I definitely think surfers, like, and I'm a surfer, so I think we can like share the message. I mean, I already look at people other than me doing it, and I always try like to go one day at least in the year, like at least one day to go clean the beach with like an association. And also what I try is like whenever I see a trash on the beach, I mean, that's my rule. When I go to the beach, I always try to get out of it with at least some trash that I pick up and I put in a real trash. So I think when you like, as a people who like are always in the ocean, so we're always in the nature, it's important that we do that. And I think we're like really, people probably look at us more because we're always there. So yeah, I think surfers are definitely people too that can share the message as people look up at us. So yeah, guys, that's it for today. I've been watching the Rio Pro all weekend and this week. And so yeah, I'll be back next week and speak about it. If you don't know, the Rio Pro, it's a surfing event. It's happening in Brazil and it's on right now. So yeah, guys, you should go on the World Surf League website and you can watch it in live. Or watch actually the, just, you know, watch the hits, like even after it happens, watch the replay. So just go and let me know what you think of the event. Let me know what subject you would want me to maybe speak of. And hope you enjoy this podcast, hope you learn a bit, and hope next time you go to the beach, you pick up something. So thank you guys. Bye bye. La 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 surf!